Hi, I'm Mike Palin.
And I'm Mary Palin.
And we'd like to welcome you to our podcast, which we call
Mondays with Mike and Mary.
You know, all weekend long, Mary and I think about our most recent R-Squared coaching sessions and select just for you some highlights.
Yeah, either a parade of techniques or an ask the experts that we think is going to help you in your business.
And these come from the smartest,
most generous,
and the best trained agents in North America. Just remember, because what happens on R-Squared stays on R-Squared. It's confidential.
So we don't use names.
Now, if you'd like to find out how R-Squared coaching could help you in your business, go to floydwickman.com and you'll find
the most affordable and the most effective coaching program on the planet. And now, here's
Mondays with Mike and Mary. So before I start, I wanted to say congratulations to you.
To me?
Yes.
Why?
I think we have just published our 300th episode of Mondays with Mike and Mary.
Oh, well, then I should say congratulations to you too, dear.
That's like 6 years.
Is it really?
Well,
don't even do that to me. I'm just doing this one. I don't want to count.
Okay.
I mean, that's nice, isn't it? It's an accomplishment. We are consistent.
Well, yeah. And the best part to me has been that we don't have to search for material. We have a wealth of material.
Oh, my goodness.
We have to winnow it down.
I know. Isn't it the truth?
Every week, it's just so rich.
We have smart people. Yeah. We get to hang out with smart people.
And the first smart person I'd like to quote is something that they do through the whole year.
Okay.
He keeps a manila folder. And every time he has an idea that's going to help plan the business, make the business plan for the next year, he puts it in the folder.
Oh!
Whether it's an article or a quote or a statistic, something that's going to help him do a better business plan for next year, he keeps a file throughout the whole year. And then around this time, just before business breakthrough, when he's doing the assignments, he opens up the folder and goes through it.
How smart is that?
Very.
Ooh. All right. Have you heard of Reminder Magazine?
Yes.
I thought so too. They're a little pricey, you know, because they're not like 42 cents a piece, but they're beautiful, full color. They have your marketing stuff on it. And so I've heard of that before, and I know quite a number of people that use it, but I did not know that you can pay extra and get a database so that you can send things to people throughout the season, throughout the year. Like, there's a whole social media campaign. There's all kinds of, local events based on their area. And you can send a monthly mail out. But it's not a mail out. It's a monthly email out.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, check it out. See if it's worth investigating for your, let's see, what did I say? Co-market branded posts, local events, and then they have a digital edition. So anyway, check it out. Reminder Magazines.
It's like R-E-M-I-N-D-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's like five happy people that got into a conversation about this. They all love it. So.
Super.
Yeah.
Well, my Ask the Experts is connected to the Parade of Techniques.
Okay.
It's about business planning.
Okay.
And the question was, have you seen any big shifts in your market that will affect how you do your 2024 business plan? You know, there was a time a couple years ago when somebody said, I don't know if I can trust my numbers this year because my average commission went like through the roof.
Yeah.
It was real high. I don't know if that's sustainable. Well, it was the year next year.
Turns
and the
out
year
it
after
was.
That.
Right.
Yeah. But somebody said, you know, maybe I think because you're in a stable market, you should go back to your 2018 and 2019 average sale price, average commission to come up with your targets for the year because you're in a stable market. The other people on the call said, well, our market has gone kerflooey. We've either had an explosion of for sale by owners.
Oh.
Or an explosion of expired listings.
Oh, wow.
Or an explosion of new construction taking over half of the market. Now, how do you plan for something like that? I don't know that you can, but here's what came out. You can't always plan for anything, but you can be prepared for anything. And that's kind of what we're going to do at Business Breakthrough, is make sure everyone is prepared no matter what major shifts happen in their market. And it seems to me like there's some major shifts going on around the country.
How intriguing. Well, speaking of major shifts, as everyone knows, there's been a lawsuit settlement. Not that it's a permanent settlement, because there will probably be an appeal.
You think?
But every team that came up. In fact, it was the first thing, the first ask the experts question that each person whose turn it was said, what are you saying to your buyers and sellers? How do you feel about this lawsuit stuff? And, you know, I just was really inspired listening to our people deal with it. But out of all of them, there was one new to our Wickman family. So, and here's what he said. He was the one that brought it up on his team.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, I was listening to this podcast the other day, and the guy who did the podcast said, our entire real estate business is going to be gone. There will not be any need for realtors anymore. And so I've been thinking about that this week, and I thought, well, Wickman has gotten me to build a book of business, so I'm going to be okay, because I can sell those people something else. I can go be a salesperson with a different product, and I've got deep relationships. And I wanted to cry. I caught my breath and went, oh my goodness, no, no, no. So first of all, let's make sure we all agree to turn off anything that might poison our minds, that might make us feel negative.
Hey, take a deep breath.
And let me tell you how everyone answered this question on each of these teams. I'm just going to rattle them off, no particular order. And this is overarching a whole bunch of teams. So here's a quote, we'll figure it out. Here's a quote, you know, for those of us that always try to get better, this is really not a big deal. I love that one. Isn't that cool? Here's one. Let's see. Yeah, we just had a big company meeting, and our broker will no longer pay co-op agents unless they have a buyer agency agreement. Ha! How about that? Here's a quote. Yeah, I've decided to stop losing my peace of mind. So I'm going to be really selfish with my peace of mind and really unselfish with everything else. I'm going to avoid the drama. I'm going to trust that there are smarter people than me figuring it all out. I heard this. Things are going to change. What's the solution? I don't know. It's too soon to know. But people, we'll figure it out, man. We always have. Here's a quote. Our industry has always been under attack. This is just one more, and we'll make it through. Here's a quote. I spent 2.5 hours with my board of realtors yesterday working on the compensation clauses, and I really don't know if we have it figured out. So it's sort of like there's so much fear. We need to dialogue on this. We need to learn how to convince our buyers and sellers that they need to move forward. And I think we ought to do that at Business Breakthrough.
Oh,
we
for
get
sure.
A bunch of people with really great brains, with really smart. What does Napoleon Hill say? When a group of people come together in a spirit of harmony with a common purpose, a common cause. Well, that's what we got at Business Breakthrough. So stay tuned. Come on, join us, and we'll work on some dialogue together.
I'd like to stretch this topic out a little bit, if
all
you
right,
don't mind.
Sure.
Because, of course, the same thing happened on all of my teams.
Oh, okay.
Somebody at least wanted to talk about it, as in, what does it mean?
Yeah.
What do I say?
Yeah.
And the what do I say was really an vigorous debate. And I really liked it, because we've always said commissions are negotiable.
Yeah.
And they are. They always have been. But one of the agents I coach went to lunch with a guy who got licensed in 1969.
Okay.
54 years ago. This is before agency came in.
Yeah.
Before multiple listing service, before books, BC, before computers.
Yeah, right.
And he said, well, what did you guys do back then? And the guy said, well, if I had the listing and someone brought the buyer, we cooperated.
Yeah.
So there's solutions in the works.
Yeah.
Here's what I want everyone to hear. And this is something one of the really smart people said. This is an attack on buyer representation. And we are being portrayed in the media as having done something wrong.
Oh, yeah. I heard they lie. They are deceitful. They only want the money. That was a quote from somebody that said this is what she had read somewhere or heard a talking head say.
I thought she was talking about lawyers.
Oh, no, no, no. We can attack that industry, but don't attack ours. No, no, no.
But guess who's looking at this judgment?
Who is looking at this judgment?
HUD.
Okay.
The Fair Housing Equal Opportunity people.
Okay.
And they should. Because this is an attack on buyers being fairly represented and having equal opportunity to buy.
Okay, stop.
The system's been working for a long, long time to give first-time buyers especially an equal opportunity to buy. So the fact that Fair Housing is looking at this and thinking there's some bias going on here, there's some unfairness going on here. I think, like you said, there's going to be appeals. Well, there's also going to be other eyes besides just those people in Missouri and a couple of lawyers and a judge really looking at this thing. And the other thing you and I both like is that Berkshire Hathaway has $157 billion in cash right now. And they probably have the best lawyers on the planet. And they didn't cave. So they'll be part of that appeals process. So go get them, Warren.
I like it.
Thanks, everybody.